An investigation into a Belfast care home has found a horrific catalogue of inhumane and degrading treatment, with many spending their last few months living in appalling circumstances. The investigation into Dunmurry Manor care home was carried out by the Commissioner for Older People in Northern Ireland. That's Eddie Lynch. Morning to you, Eddie.
Morning, Stephen.
Eddie, just to make clear, things have improved now in Dunmurry Manor care home. The most recent inspection was that things have improved dramatically. We are talking here about a report that was done for what period, Eddie?
My investigation, which I launched last year, Stephen, goes right back to the start when the home opened in 2014. So it's from 2014 up until late last year or early this year. So it covers quite a long period of time. And it has really uncovered a quite shocking, horrific catalogue of failings where older people faced abuse and neglect and really were let down badly by the system.
And this is another shocking story. Could you define for us what you mean by abuse and neglect? What was actually happening to these old people?
Well, we came across really sickening incidents. Medication errors. Many patients didn't receive the medication that they needed. The residents, some residents were over-medicated for long periods of time. There was quite shocking weight loss with many of the residents. One case in particular, where somebody lost 10 stone in 5 months. There was a number of physical assaults on residents and physical and sexual assaults on residents by other residents as well. We found evidence showing many residents left in wet clothes and wet beds soaked in urine. Left with trays of uneaten food beside them. Really a whole catalogue of evidence that really paints a very disturbing picture and one that has been quite shocking.
Ungradable bed sores because they were right down to the bone.
That's correct, Stephen. In one case, we found a number of problems with managing skin care and pressure sores. And in one case, the bed sores that one resident had, a nurse described them as the worst that she had ever seen and were ungradable. Really horrific instances of neglect. And, you know, the reality is, the very sad and tragic reality is, many older people live the last days of their lives in these conditions.
You know, one of the things, Eddie, that we all, you know, we all have parents or have had parents, and you know, one of the things that we all think about is when we get older or our parents get older and they need to go into a home somewhere, and the vast majority of homes are safe, and let's emphasize that, but we all need to put our trust in these people that they're going to look after our loved ones. And this is just, well,
absolutely, Stephen.
It must be incredibly painful.
It's been very difficult, and it's been very difficult for my team to listen to many of the testimonies. And, you know, I want to thank the family members and the relatives who came forward and fed into my investigation. But some of the stories were truly heartbreaking, and it also painted a picture of a system which wasn't responding to the concerns, the real concerns and justified concerns of families. And that needs to change, and it needs to change urgently. It is totally unacceptable that any older person, vulnerable, living with dementia, totally vulnerable, is not looked after properly. And even worse than that, that when families raise concerns, that those concerns are not taken seriously, not escalated, and action isn't taken to stop it. And the reality is, the result of that has been that many older people lived in very poor conditions, suffered abuse and neglect for long periods of time, and that is completely unacceptable.
Okay, so here's my first question. Do you believe the police shouldn't be involved in this? Should there be criminal investigations into this?
Well, there is...
From what you have seen in your report.
Yep, there are... the safeguarding policy that's in place since 2015 has a number of protocols. So when there are serious adverse incidents reported, there is a role if authorities believe that a criminal offence has been... has taken place, there are protocols in place to involve the police in that. And indeed, the police are one of the interested parties in my investigation and have received a copy of this report. I can only report on the findings that I have found. I have made 59 recommendations that government must respond to within 3 months. But obviously the families themselves have the opportunity, if they want to pursue legal action against any of the authorities, they have that option if they want to.
And let's now walk through some of the checks and balances that should have been in place in this. So in any care home, there will be regular inspections, okay, to make sure that this type of thing is not happening. Who does those inspections in Northern Ireland?
That's the job of the RQIA, who are the regulator. Most homes would be inspected twice a year. During this investigation, we found that the RQIA carried out 23 inspections in 39 months in this home.
How did they not spot all this going on?
Well, that's a very good question, Stephen. That's a question for the RQIA.
How can we trust any of their inspections in any other home if they didn't spot this?
Well, certainly there is a great disparity in what the RQIA found. They did find problems with the home. That's why they were in so much over that period of time. But they didn't see the full picture.
Did they speak to relatives of residents?
That's one of the recommendations in my report. I believe that the residents, relatives, weren't involved enough in those inspections.
Why didn't the RQIA involve them enough?
Well, again, that's a question for the RQIA. And I think you know, the residents' families are a rich source of information about the quality of care that their loved one is getting. Particularly, many of the residents in these homes are not able to communicate themselves. So I think the next best thing is to speak to the families, and that needs to happen more. And as well as that, Stephen, the inspection regime at the minute is really a Monday to Friday 9-to-5 regime.
So here's the next rub. I think the purpose of this programme is to interrogate statements that any organisation issues, so that you, the public, know what is actually going on. Okay. So first of all, the RQIA have significant questions that it is in the public interest for them to answer. One of them, very clearly, is, are they fit for purpose? Can you trust them? And they have decided that no one is available today to speak to the public. So you're hearing about bed sores in elderly people going down to the bone. You're hearing of assaults on elderly people in a care home that the RQIA was supposed to be inspecting on your behalf. And the Commissioner for Older People is on the radio this morning. This is a damning report, Eddie. Is that fair?
Yes, that is fair.
Okay. And they were inspecting these homes and they were missing a lot of what's going on. And the RQIA have decided they are not going to make themselves available to the public today. They then say, in the beginning of their statement, the RQIA acknowledges the publication of the Commissioner's report into Dunmurry Manor Care Home, which we received today. We will carefully consider this report and provide a full response in due course. So you might think, as a member of the public, well, hold on a minute. That's fair enough, they're not coming on today. They've only received this report today. Of course, what the RQIA is not telling you in their statement is that they were provided with the draft findings of this report 2 months ago, as were the Department of Health 2 months ago. So have they spent the last couple of months, at least now that they knew the probable findings, Eddie, the headlines of your report?
Well, no, you're correct, Stephen. As part of my process, I had to submit any adverse draft findings to the authorities. So they have had those draft findings for a number of months. They haven't seen the full report until yesterday, but they did know the main findings of it.
So they knew the main findings of it?
Yes.
The Department of Health, they say, the department will consider the report very carefully and provide a formal, comprehensive response. And they say, the COP and I had alerted us during its investigation to areas of concern. We commissioned independent assessments with a particular focus on the present-day standard of care at Dunmurry Manor. They say we published the two independent assessments this week, providing assurance to residents and their families on current care standards. That's fair enough, Department of Health, all right? And it's an important thing to talk about the current day standards. What about elderly people? Department of Health having sores down to their bone. What about people being assaulted? How did the RQAA miss it? You've had 2 months to look at Eddie's draft findings. What are you saying about it? They might say a draft can change, Eddie.
Well, yes, a draft can obviously change, but through the process, they had an opportunity to review the evidence that we had that came to those findings, and they didn't come back and challenge the findings. So, you know, it's fair to say that, you know, they would have been aware that those findings would have remained in place.
RQAA go on to say this report reflects the experience of residents and carers. We accept that only a small number of Dunmurry Manor relatives chose to contact RQAA with their concerns. We've taken steps to increase our visibility, they say, in care settings to ensure we hear and take account of these voices. Julianne. Morning, Julianne.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Your relative was in this care home. Your granny.
Granny Annie was in that care home from early January 2016 until she was taken out of it by ambulance on the 19th of June 2016, and she never returned.
What happened to her?
She initially, Stephen, remembered very clearly because the 19th of June 2016 was Father's Day, and I was out with my husband and my children for a baby. And I got a phone call 3:30 in the afternoon to say Granny Annie had been found sitting on the floor. That raised alarm bells for us because that's just not her. So I cut short our dinner and I collected some other family members and we headed over to the home on the thought that we're going to get her settled and see what's going on and spend some time with her. When we went into the home, her room door was locked. And when I opened her door and as I entered her bedroom, she was in a high back chair and her head was slumped back and she was sweating quite profusely and her eyes were rolling and she couldn't speak. She was mumbling and she had vomit down the front of her clothing. And we immediately knew that something was very wrong. She was very ill and we asked staff to call 999 and get us an ambulance.
What had happened to her, Julie? I'm sorry,
well,
I'm pushed for time.
But... No, you're good. What had happened was we were told that initially she was found sitting on the floor. It took some pushing and some investigations between the trust and the home internally to actually find out that Granny Annie had a fall out of bed. She'd fallen out of bed and was found face down on the floor. And it had taken them more than 10 hours to contact us.
Eddie Lynch, as the older persons commissioner, can I ask you this? Julie has just said she's no confidence in the RQAA, who have essentially, in terms of doing public interviews this morning, gone to ground. Eddie, have you confidence that the RQAA is a competent authority protecting older people?
I think it's very clear from the findings of my investigation, Stephen, that the RQAA didn't see the full picture here, and that is deeply concerning.
Have you confidence in them?
Well, I think until they respond to a series of recommendations in my report that will strengthen the system of inspection and regulation, I can't be confident that the system in place now is protecting older people to the extent it should. And that's why the response to these recommendations in my report need to be acted urgently.
Sorry, this is short today. Eddie and Julie, thank you very much.